Kumlenin a block gemara. We're up to the new pedik echadin imamunus for pedik sanhedrin taflame beis amral. Says the Mishnah. Echadin imamunus echadin nefashes. Whether it's din imamunus, whether din nefashes, bedrisha v'chakira have the same din. You have to investigate the witnesses, find out the time and the place, and also you're asking all kinds of detailed questions. Shneimer says mishpat echad yilachem. There should be only one kind of a judgment for all of you, so it makes no difference what kind of case it is. However, that's only one respect. Ma bein din imamun v'avad. The other respect where they're different, and these are where the differences are. Din imamun is b'shloisha. Din imamun is three. The din nefashas is be'esav b'shloisha. Din imamun is three, and din nefashas is 23. Yes, the first Mishnah, but we're going to listen to all the items. That's one difference. Difference number two. How many judges? Difference number two is, Din imamun is poichim beinlus chuz bein lechayve. When the Sanhedrin, when the Dayanim start thinking to themselves, they can think whichever they want. Either the guy's innocent or guilty. However, the Din nefashas poichim lechuz bein poichim lechayve. Din nefashas, the first thought that have to come to the mind is to try to work out. Maybe defend him, and if not, then they go to chayve. That's number two. Because it says v'yitzilu edo, you got to try to protect him. Din number three, din imamun is matin al piyechad, a majority of one is enough. Bein lizchuz, bein lechayve, and din in a fasha. Because din in a fasha is matin al piyechad. When do we go after majority of one lizchuz if it finds in favor of the defendant? Abev al pishnayim lechayve, like say to Achiram Leroy's, if you want to hurt the man, you need a majority of two, minimum. Number the fourth difference, Dini Mammon is Machzidin, you can reverse your psak bein lizchuz, bein lechayve. If you made a mistake, you can reverse it. However, Dini, we'll see more later, when exactly you can reverse it. Dini Nefasha comes to matters of life and death, Machzidin lizchuz. If you find now a way to find the defendant innocent, we will rescind our psak. But if he was found innocent, now you want to find him guilty, we don't let you reconvene. Number six, Dini Mammon is Hakam alam lizchuz. The chayva, kadin imamun is even the students have a right to venture in and to intervene and to give us an opinion why the guy's either innocent or guilty. Din in the fashe is hakam alam nizchus, only for schus, of the ain hakam alam nizchus. Now when it comes to incriminate the guy. Din imamun is hamalam nizchus, if you were a dayan that originally thought the guy was guilty, malam nizchus, you can now change your mind and make him innocent. Malam nizchus, you thought the guy was innocent, malam nizchus, making guy guilty. However, din nefash is hamalamid chayv and malamid chus. If you found chayv, you can now change your mind. Chus, but malamid chus ain't yochalachzav malamid chayv. You cannot go ahead and now try to find ways to find the guy guilty. We're not talking here about the final psak, because if you thought in the beginning that he's innocent and then after all the debating you decided he's guilty, of course you have to pass him as guilty. We're talking about during the debate itself, you're always looking for different ways and different angles and loopholes. Once you started finding in favor of the guy, you're not allowed to start looking for ways to find the guy guilty. But if you feel that he's guilty, then you pass that way. At the end. Then he goes, right, Dini Mama, it doesn't matter, it's a commercial law. Donin Bayoim, you judge by day, but if you continue going by Laila, you go into the night. But Dini Nefashes, it comes Dini Nefashes, Donin Bayoim, the game Bayoim, they judge by day, and they conclude by day. We'll see tomorrow. Psukim, learn from the Goyim and all that. We'll see in a few days. Then in the right, Din in the Fasha comes to matters of life and death. Don in Biyoim, the Goyim Biyoim by day. Okay, Din in Mammon is Goyim in Boy Biyoim. Din in Mammon is, we don't want cases dragging on for days. We want you to complete it on that very day. Bainless, Chuz Bain Lechayva, I don't care which way it goes. Din in the Fasha depends. Goyim in Boy Biyoim is Chuz, if you find the guy in this and finish off straight away. Oh, but if you want to find a chayva, you need halonas din. You need to sleep at night and think about it and let it percolate in your mind. Maybe you can find another way. So if you want to find a chayva, you got to wait another day so that you can reconsider. Therefore, ain't donin loy by the Shabbos. You cannot start a court case out of Shabbos if it comes to capital punishment. What happens? You want to find them chayiv, then you'll have to. Since you cannot rule, you cannot convene on Shabbos, you're going to have to delay the law, the psak. And we don't want to delay. We don't want to delay laws. It's called in hadin. If you know already which way you're paskening, we want you to sleep on it, come back tomorrow morning, and you're going to wait till Sunday. That's called ini hadin. Ini hadin doesn't only mean once you pasken, you have to carry out the sentence right away. Once you know what the psak is, you have to bring it down. So therefore, and what do you do with the guy? So it says, him, you have to incarcerate him. We don't have a jail, but here they hold him in a pen until they have the past judgment. Dine mamas, when it comes to the matter of money, hatmeyes, vahatar, it comes to the matter of tamei and tar, if you ask, you know, what, how it works, maschilim, minagodl, you start asking from the oldest guy in the Sanhedrin. However, dine nefashas, when it comes to capital punishment, maschilim min hatzad, you start from the youngest guy. Why do you start from the youngest guy? Because we had before, leisana al riv, leisana al rav. The oldest guy says an opinion, we don't want you to argue. Now Rashi, there's a big machlekes is showing him how to learn, and Rashi himself, l'cheira, the mefarshim have a problem with this. So look at Rashi here, min hatzad, two lines into the in the wide lines underneath the Gemara, min hatzad, second line. Min haktanim, we start from the by capital punishment. We start from the lower level, the low caliber of the Sanhedrin, dayanim. Shema yichayvenu hagadol, because if the Av Bezin is the first one to give his opinion, what happens? He finds the guy guilty. V'lo yirtu lachel galdvarim shul lesan alavi. What's that you say here?
The juniors want to contradict the senior judge.
So happy halacha, you're allowed to contradict. We had before a Talmud can venture an opinion, but he wouldn't want to. Rashi, that's right. But Rashi before says you're not allowed to. Rashi before says you're not allowed to argue the Rebbe. So Machlek is a shayinim if you're allowed to. And the famous Gemara in Gittin we had that Gemara said because the Anivus of Chayyim and Avkul of Beisamim was destroyed because when they wanted to kill this guy Ben Kamsa, so he said no. How, if we bring an animal with a mum, how can you kill him? So they said let's be makir. He said no. How can you bring an animal with a mum that's beyach? So they said, because of Anivis, and he went back to the Romans, and he reported. Because Anivis, this Nisav HaChalenu is all that. The question is, where do you see Anivis over here? So Manatz Chayis, so he brings, because Anivis was, he never considered himself to be the Av Bezin. So he always gave the opinion first. And once he gave an opinion, nobody can argue with him. So therefore, because it was Anivis that he felt that he was a nobody, nobody can argue whatever he said, Paskind. But if you look like Rashi over here, and some other Rishayim will learn that Yirtzu, it's up to them. Of course, they would have said something if you, because they say if Klal Yisrael. So, but the Rashi before says that you're not allowed to. Anyway, back to Gemara. Hakol Kshein Ladin Mamz. Anybody can be kosher. Ladin Mamz, even a ger, even a mamzer. Ain Hakol Kshein Ladin Mamz. Now it comes to the matter. We need Yichas. We said before. Ela Koinin Levim Yisaelim Hamasin Kuna. What can you say? Only those that are suitable to marry a coin. Zodi Gemara. Dini Mamin is me being Dishar Gida. What kind of Dishar Gida? Dini Mamin is. Says the Mishnah Dishar Gida. But I mean, that's a question. We learned Shtar Shem Mani Kosa Be'ef Nissen. The Shtar was written, dated the first day of Nissen. B'Shmita. Now we know that nobody lends money in Shmita. Very few people. We know that when the Shmita, Ma Shmita, only the very end. So people could lend money if you're secure that in a month you get paid. But once the end of Ela comes by, that's what we do Prusbo both. Because the Machlek is in the same Shmita. Beginning Shmita. But once the way it actually is, once El goes by, that's when you lose it. But this and I could lend you money, but very, very seldom. It's always. Shmita is Mashmita.
But even though it's for a fixed period, it
doesn't matter. We learned that. We'll learn the Makkas again. Only time you get out of it is either through Mashkin, as if you paid already, so all you do is you're paying money to get the Mashkin back. Exactly. Or you gave it over to the peasant.
But so in other words, if you've got a land going for 8 years in the middle Shmita,
we'll have it in Makkas that based on the base, which is the Susi. No, we'll have it in Makkas that based on
the base. The same thing as if you sell a land for 8 years, it doesn't go back in your evil, it goes back at the 8 years.
We'll see Makkas that based on the base. Okay, let's continue. And then 280 come along and say, how can you testify the shtar that happened? Listen, while they're being plenty of money, someone complaining on that day, and listen, you're with us somewhere else completely. We say, shtar kosher, ve'ed of shayden. We say the shtar kosher, why? Chayshin, we say, perhaps, shema yichrua v'kosvua. Maybe that the loan took place actually in Kislev, even another city. And the guy asked the 280, do me a favor, when you have a chance, write it down, you saw it recorded in the shtar. They didn't have a chance to listen, and they were in a city, wherever they were. So even though we learned before the Gemara, if you're in Behini, write, you know, if the loan took place in Hini, write in Hini, for another city, write in another city. But if you wrote the city where they actually wrote the shtar, it's also right. So they wrote in, maybe the very day that the other agent said, accused them, how can you say that you saw this loan when you were with us in this town? Maybe that's when they wrote the shtar. They wrote the shtar in this town, wherever they were. But they wrote the city, not the city of the town where they were. They wrote the city of where the loan took place. And they wrote the date that they were in because that's what the day they wrote it. Now, how can you have Tishrei Chikida? If every time we have Tishrei Chikida, we're going to infer that when you wrote the wrong dates, this is what happened. Doesn't make it pointless. How can we defend him and try to somehow or another reinterpret the date that it's a different date altogether? Then what's the point of having chakida, the whole thing? But anyone said, well, time and that's a better question. Why are you asking a question? This Braisa, Tikshla Masim, Hafesha Mishnah, we learned already a few times. Starting in Rishon and all our places, Ishtar, Yechayv Hamukdomin, if you predate Ishtar, that's a disaster, Psulim, because you're going to collect from people who bought properties and then collect from them incorrectly. But Hamukhad, if I delay the date, Shayd is kosher. Why if I delay the date, it's kosher. If I write that, even if I post date the date of the Ishtar, it's kosher because the people who buy are very happy because a few months, you know, if they bought in the interim period, they're not in any way challenged by the Balva. If you need your chakira, how can you post data star? These are going to be in the chakira. So why don't you ask that question? Isn't that a better question? Commissioner, not a braisa. She said, that doesn't bother me. Hold on, kasha. I'm asking for a braisa because it's a strong question. Why is it a strong question? What date did he write? The first day of Nisan in the year of Shemitah. Nobody really lends money. It's not common to lend money because you really have to be convinced that you're going to get paid back in the next month or two. Because it comes out, gone. The loan is gone. And over here, you cannot say, nobody in his right mind would write the date of Nisan Shemitah because it would draw the suspicions of people. Something's wrong over here. So if you actually borrow the money in the year before Shemitah, there's no way in the world you can delay the date to Shemitah. So therefore, it could be. So then, if we see a shtar that said Echad Menisan, and they were interrogated by Chakira Ilcheid, it seems the Chakira should be good. And yet still, we're going to try for Enfer Seshem Ichru Vikusvu, because there are some people who lend money, and maybe it happened a few months earlier, and just post-dated, you know, the date that they were going to be in a town. So what does it mean? That dates mean nothing. Even in this case here, even in a case where it's very, we're stretching it to say that we're trying to end for the date. Yet we still end for the date that maybe Shemi Chiruvi Kisvu, even though the Shemitah and how many people lend money already. So we see that what dates mean nothing when it comes to a contract. So how can it be chakida? Come kasha, we have a kasha. So the Gemara will give a number of answers. Amr al Khanin, the Chesav, the Chalpesh is Khanin, he says, Dvar Toyda, Mena Toyda, Echadin, Imamnes, Echadin, the Fashis, but these Chakira, of course you have these Chakira. Never says Mish, but Echid Lechem, they have the same dinim. Umata Mamnes, Imamnes, Labina, the Chakira, you know why they don't? Because they should feel love. And if you make it too difficult, I lend you money, and then the Eidim come to court. And if the Eidim are not very bright, and they stumble, and they contradict each other, I won't collect money. So why should I put myself in this invidious position of, but I need to lend money, Mali, Lutzarazais. We want to make it easier for these people to lend money and to be able to collect it back. If you were saying that the Eidim that we do have the Shechakid is a Tola Yishamu, so every Bezin, if they make a mistake, and we learned if they're not Mumchin, they have to pay back, they have to pay the money, which they should argue that they are. And we, if you would have given us a chance to interrogate the Eidim further, we would have realized that we passed him wrong. But you never gave us a chance. You took away our tools, a trade, the tradition of Chakira, interrogation, cross-examination. So what it says, no. If we're going to say that the Yonim are impune, that they don't have to pay anything, then what's going to happen? Who's going to want to go to court? Why would a lender say, I'll go to court, I'll pass him wrong, and I have no course of appeal or anything? Rava says, Masnisin Hocha Bedini Knoch Rogi. Rava gives the next answer. Rava says, Masnisin Hocha, our Mishnah that says, Vishrakira Todini Knossus. And that, there's no little delos, don't steal, you won't get the Knoss. Of the Idr Bavo, the Bright Man does well voice. Over there, attack it, there's no Vishrakira. Rapapa says, Idi, this is the third one, the pay. Both say, this is how it does well voice. Can't Bedin Merume, can't Bedin She'em Merume. If the Dayanim feel that there's something wrong here, they feel there's something all right here, but they can't put their finger on it, then the lad have the shuvah chakira. If they're not comfortable with the aid, they're not comfortable with the plaintiff, he's sleazy, they feel something's wrong, they don't know for sure, because then for sure we learn shvuah that, you know, you just pass whatever you feel, even against the aid. But they don't know for sure, but they don't feel right, they don't feel comfortable. So they're allowed to then do dishu chakira to see, to tease it out and see, you know, are their suspicions correct or not. And over here, where it says in the Braisa, there is no Dishakira, but Dinsha anymore, but you don't have that feeling. Shlokish had a problem with two psukim. One pasuk says, we already had this before, but Tzedek, Tishpat Amisecha, with justice, you should rule, judge your friend. Another pasuk says, Tzedek, not just some Tzedek, double. In other words, be very, very pedantic and very meticulous. Tidur. Okay, so when do you just do Tzedek, and when do you do Tzedek? So before we had one is Peshara and one is Adin. But here the Shlokish asked the question, he gives a whole different answer. Okay, Tzad. can be din merum. If you feel uneasy, then tzedek tzedek, continue to investigate and be meticulous. And can be din she'ein merum. Where you don't feel that, you don't have a feeling, then just go no drisha, no chakilin, nothing. Rav Ashi, I don't like the way this lakish for the psukim. Rav Ashi says, regarding the question between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Kiddushaninan, the three answers he gave. Abba Kroi, you want to know when we say tzedek tzedek, echad ledin ve echad lepshoda. That the pasuk tzedek tzedek is telling you that if you have it, you have to know when to din and when to do pshoda. And even pshoda also you have to investigate.
Yeah. Now is Rashi saying that the Torah couldn't contemplate somebody who's a merumah?
Sorry.
No,
he's saying that whatever answer you want, you're comfortable with, I'm happy with. Yeah. But still, the psukim is not talking about that. Before we had tzedek tzedek, he was talking about tzedakah, tzedakah mishpah, tzedakah was pshat.
So the question, how much drisha and chakira do you know?
No. See, yeah, don't do this chakira. Tzedek tzedek has to do this. Whether you're doing din, whether you're doing pshara, start standing over there and okay, 50-50. It has to be with head and fist. When you make a pshara, it doesn't say, okay, you say $100, you say you owe nothing, okay, give me $50. That's not a pshara of a din teder. A pshara of din teder is also you have to look into it and see. Yeah, let's say you feel this guy is 100% right, this guy is 100% wrong, make a pshara of tilt, but this way, whatever it is. You have to work, and he'll give you examples, not money, but other things. Where you have to make a pshara, but with logic, not stam. Okay, whatever it is, 50-50. You don't need a dime for that. So tzedek means whether your tzedek is din, whether your tzedek is mishpat, you should do it right.
Well, so he's rejecting the merumah one, though, isn't
he? Yeah, and then he's saying, not do the psukim. I agree with maybe the answer merumah to the Mishnah Braisa, but that's not pshat in the psukim. What's pshat? Because the time we learn, it's in the Braisa, tzedek, 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 echad, ledin. Sorry?
It's the same pasuk, and it's telling you.
You're talking about the previous. The fact that it's double. So that's an emphasis.
Understand it, but it's a Torah directive to tell you.
Tzedek Oboseg, he's saying that Tzedek Bishmazer means Tzedek means justice, means also you have to investigate. Tzedek Tzedek means double investigation. So when do you do a single investigation?
You
do double.
When you suspect that it is
there. Yeah. Yeah. But what?
You mean it's a subjective, it's not an objective.
100%, we're trusting that the onion. In the Gemara Shmuel, we go further. The Gemara Shmuel says that if you feel that if you're convinced that the guy is sleazy, and so, don't take the case. Throw it out of court. Don't even pass him.
So then how do they achieve din? How do they achieve
the justice? He won't. If you think that the plaintiff, if you talk about the plaintiff, not the defendant.
Yeah.
If you say his accusation,
you feel this guy is sleazy, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Not the defendant.
You walk away.
The defendant is passing against him. That's not a problem. It's the okay. Let's go to Gemara. What's exactly? So the Ketzah states, "Finna the two boats over there across a narrow river. Upogas ever said the two both are now coming towards each other, and you can't have both going through. What should you do? They'll both capsize. They won't follow each other in succession. They will both get to pass. Or v'cheishneg malims. What do you do? How do you make a pshara here? Who should go? That's what pshara comes in. You can't just you draw a lottery. We'll see who goes." So if stam without thinking that, let's draw a gaito. No. It has to be a pshara with head and fist. We'll see in a minute what the rules are. Or the cheshnik malam to camel show you we're walking up the steps of this mountain based chayim, which are very very narrow. Pogues up and they one is coming down, one is going up, and they meet each other. Im alu shnei and shnei neif. Because shnei neif. In what case, what do you do? Or
where's bezchol in the nach?
Where's Beis Chayin in Nach?
Hashem is Begivah and Doim. That's where it was. It was a very narrow, and so they were chasing the Canaanite. Mm-hmm. You should say they wouldn't be able to manage.
Okay, so what do you do? This is how you do. This is if you're a judge with tzedek tzedek. Keitzah, tu'unish ein tu'da. One camel is carrying a heavy peckle. And one isn't. So which one do you want to make sure that they walk quicker? The one with a big peckle. So you tell the one without, you move to the side, find a little crevice somewhere that you can move to the side, and let the one pass. Push away the one that's not carrying anything from the one that's carrying. One is close to where he just left, and the other one's walking a long time. Who do you think should get right away first?
The one
who's traveling a long time. Titcha kreiva shayna kreiva. How you stay in Krayv? They're both exactly the same. They're both equidistant from their points of origin. Stay in the Chayk, they're both equidistant points of origin where they're going. Hatup Shodane, make a compromise. What's a compromise? Umailas Chazulazu. Say, look, what is it worth the extra 5 minutes that you go ahead? Is it worth $10? Who's willing to pay the $10 to be the go ahead? That's what it is. Okay, so that's called sanitary tishma. That's to make a compromise. It has to be fair, a fair compromise. Trying to, when we learn, tzedek tidei.
For trucks, but it's the opposite. The trucks have to pull up.
This is, but he said in the Blush on Friday night.
Trying to learn, tzedek tidei. If you should follow justice, haleich acha bezin yofe. That it's a, now we're, instead of talking to the bezin, now we're talking to the plaintiff and defendant. Look for a good bezin. Go to Rabbi Lezer in Lud. Rabbi Lezer in Hurken is Achara, because he is the main leader in Lud, or in his generation. These are all different generations. Go to the best. Achara b'Yechem Bezakai leBrorchel. Go after Yechem Bezakai in the place called Brorchel. We'll talk about it in a minute. What's Brorchel? Time to learn. Kol Rechayim beBurni. If you hear the sound of a mill in the city of Burni, when it was Exeter, the way Rashi learns, it was Exeter. No one's allowed to have a bris or anything else. Shavua haben, Shavua ben. It's a sign that they are crushing incense, because they're about to have a bris milah, and they were bris, they used to have these medicines, so they called it the Shavua Benet, because a bris is a week, is a day after after a week. Here it says Shavua Ben twice. The first one over says twice. There's another girsa, Shavua, and we had it somewhere else, Shavua Ben and Shavua Habas. They used to make a party for a girl, just like they made a party for a boy right after the week. A Kiddush. They made a Kiddush, but they used to make it also on the eighth day for a girl. So they used to announce, you know, they used to tell them there's a party, but you couldn't tell them making a bris, so they had to do Bederech Remez. This is how they did it. Oir Haneid, if you saw a candlelight, Bebroir, Chel is mishta sham, party there. Either a bris or a chasna. Taisa says from here, look at Taisa there, oir haneir bebrachel, and I'm talking about a bris. So Taisa is only bris. Yeah, maybe say the city, town. Mikan nagu lahadlik neir b'mila. This is the basis for the minute to light a candle by a bris mila from this story. Now why, sorry? Okay, but why do we light a candle? Because they had to find the remez, could the tzara they had, and once that became the candle, because the tzara they became tradition to have a candle by bris. Umashenagul lifrish hamapa la pesach. The bris also used to put a big tablecloth on the front door to invite people. Damar bereish hamoychepet is minig godel bishlein cause mancha mape prus la pesach oichin chosin. No bris still going on. You take away that the mape. That's it. No, but it says also by a wedding. Oh, it says in, let me just finish. It says in one of the Rishonim that here Mishteh is talking about a wedding, not a bris like Taisa learns. Sorry? Well, that's the case I remember it was. And that's the mocker for having candle by a chuppah. Taisa says clearly it's talking about a bris. Rashi doesn't say exactly what it is. Rashi says Mishteh. Usually a Mishteh is a wedding. So the Mashiach HaMashal learned that it's talking about a wedding game. Anyway, but look how a minute starts. It started like we say Kesa Shema Yisrael, because, you know, the Gzeda, and they couldn't, they're not allowed to say Shema, so they put it into Musa when the guards left, and now it became part of the Kiddush, Kesa. A lot of things that we do. Why do you believe it? And Kiyas, all that kind of stuff.
Because there was a time you couldn't read the Torah. So
took
the which is
not
to do with the
passion. Talmud learned, said it, halecha chacham liyishiva. Said it, mean, go look for chacham liyishiva. This one goes, achar abelezel, good abelezel, but Rabbi Lloyd, in his generation, he was the greatest. Rabbi Yechim, Zakil, but Rachel. Rabbi Yeshua, in the city of Kiyin, achar abengamlil, Yavne, good abengamlil, to Yavne. Achar abakiva, the Bnei Brak, we had him in the Haggadah, Bnei Brak, Zabakiva. Acharab Masil Remi in Rome. Now the Rosh brings a Rai from here. The Rif says there's no such thing as a Bezin HaGadol anymore. This whole all the time the Gemara says Bezin HaGadol, you can appeal cases, doesn't exist anymore. The Rosh says, it seems to me that in today's times, wherever the Bezin HaGadol, wherever the greatest Rabbonima, that's the Bezin HaGadol. Even the Chutzlar is versus Yisrael. Varaya, Rab Masi in Rome. When Rab Masi was in Rome, there were plenty of Dayanim in Yisrael, but he was the smartest man in his generation, so that became the Bezin HaGadol.
Isn't there even one who says if you've got a Bezin HaGadol, this man is saying you can also do Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah?
That's the Rambam. Oh no, the Rif says in his Bezin they did it.
Yeah.
Now it's Bezin HaGadol, that's a different dinner. They want, okay. Rab Chanan Betradin, Lesichni, Ach Rabbi Yeshi, Letzipoidi, Ach Rim Zeno, Letzivin. Now Tzivin was, the way Taisus learns the Pesach in the beginning of Yom HaBeis, it's also Chutz
La'aretz. That the smartest guy was
Sfar. It's very... Each generation. In the Sfarim they talk about, they're trying to work out, because the sequence of generations are totally wrong.
some messenger.
We had to pay the... No, we said, how far should a Yavama go to a Yavam? Even for Tveria, to Tzipaydi, and Tveria was the Yeshiva Rabbah, and Tveria wasn't. The order here is okay, the Tzibin 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 Acher Abishua Lagoyle, so it's a Goyle, and what do you mean Abishua Lagoyle exactly? Well, Abishua was an Ezrael. So what do you mean by Goyle here? Is that clear?
Because Abishua Lebekim, they said here.
Yeah, that's another question they asked. And that's another gist here as well, that means somebody else. Actually, Grob brings out a Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Shua. And Acher Rebbe Lebeish Arim, and Acher Chacham Lishchal Gazis. How can the Chacham Lishchal Gazis be written after Rebbe? Lishchal Gazis was way before Rebbe. So the whole order here, and how can Abelezman Hurkunas be before Rebbe Chazaka? Rebbe. So they're trying to make a very, I couldn't follow anybody's sequence. They're trying to come up with some kind of a sequence here. Anyway, back to the Gemara. You try, hey, you start off with this. What do you say? You say to the Eidim, me, Yemek, Kedamid, who say you're telling the truth? If you're going to tell the Eidim before they say anything, who say you're telling the truth? They're going to shut up. They're going to be so intimidated. So that's not fair. You have to allow the Eidim to say their piece. What's wrong? Shut up. We're going to learn later that we take the Eidim and we travel from place to place. To make them a little bit unsettled, in case they're lying, they won't feel that comfortable. The Yahzir Behan will change their mind. You're just moving them around. If they're lying, they're going to get all intimidated. Here we are pushing them away with our own hands. This we say, turn to the defendant. By the way, after they gave the aegis, do you have any aegis that you can go and repudiate what they're saying? Case already asked. If it's after they say the aegis, what do you want them to do? To change their minds? Once they say aegis, they can no longer say. And if you want to say, take it deeper, the moment we say, do you have aegis, that's it. It's already more than take it deeper. It's already over. So what's the point? The thesis says, maybe. Kol zman you didn't do, there's a machlekes in different tases, but Tesis here clearly says, Kol zman you didn't do the chakira v'drisha, the edus doesn't end. When do we say kima shehiga tshuva v'nechayim argument, the edus ends? When does the edus end? So some Tesis learn, as soon as they give the edus, it's over. Then Tesis plachim dafiral, they ask the question, so what's the point of having chakira v'drisha? And then we say, they say to themselves, you throw them out. You can't. They both said it happened at a certain time. And now they say, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday. Too late. You're changing your story. You're retracting. So Tezik is one of the answers there, that the Aedis is not complete until you verified that what we're saying is correct. Same over here, Tezik answers. That it's not complete until Tezik, so there's no Kibbishik. That's one answer, Tezik. Over here, if we're going to say to the guy, go ahead and find Edim Zaymin for the Edim, you're going to kill the Edim. So why are you more worried about the life of the defendant than the life of these two Edim? Why is it bad? Do you think they always get killed? But now we learned, ain't Edim Zaymin Neragin Achi Yigman Adin. Edim Zaymin don't get killed until after the sentence. So therefore, if the Edim are found lying before the sentence, they don't get killed. This is my question. Ilu Shasik, the defendant, is so angry with his Edim. He knows he has Edim Zayim, and he won't say a word. Wait till the sentence, the Bezlin rule that this defendant has to be killed. Then he'll call the Edim Zayim in, and they're going to say to the Edim, oh, you try to kill him, Kasha Zomam, and they'll kill them. So why are we helping out the defendant to kill the Edim? Why is one life worth more valuable than another life? To contradict them. And here nobody gets killed. Rav Kana says, we say to the Edim after the testimony, we're not so happy with your Edis. You know, listening to what you're saying, it sounds like he's innocent. We're sort of trying to scare them, so maybe they'll change their mind. We say to the defendant, if you're innocent, don't worry about these Edim. That's all we say. So now these Edim might feel a little uncomfortable. Are they saying they don't trust us? Maybe we should better confess if we're lying. You know what we say? As soon as they finish the Edim, say, anybody knows anything to find this guy innocent, please come forward. And that alone might unsettle them. Tanya covers the Bible. Look at the Bible. Rabbi, Rebbe Omer says by Saita, "Im loy shachav ish oisur ve'im loy satis." First, we start out saying that if you're innocent to the woman, don't worry, it'll be all right. So we start out saying that if you're innocent, don't worry. Mikan shepoichsim bedin and fashat chilus chos. This is how we start our statement. Tell the defendant, if you're innocent, don't worry. If you're guilty, you better worry. Okay. Yeah.